is a minstrel. He's a minstrel. It's like a ladder. Elisha said to Jehoshaphat, bring me a minstrel, that the minstrel may play, and the hand of God will come upon me. That was what Elisha said to Jehoshaphat. Bring me a minstrel. Before the prophet of God could give the counsel of God, before he could proclaim the ordinances of God, he said, bring me a minstrel. So while the minstrel was playing his strings, Elisha began to proclaim the ordinances of God for that moment. What I'm saying is that there are dimensions that we may be finding difficult to access. But when that type of worship is coming, it's like a ladder, and we can easily climb into God's presence. They should not be coming and you just close mouth. You find that if you're struggling with prayer, under that atmosphere, you easily flow. Are we together? You easily flow. So every part of the service is important to preparing us for what God has for us. Every part is very important. This very hour, I'm sure that the Lord has a tithing for us. It's an utterance that we are going to run with. It's an utterance we are going to run with. When you play it, you score it, you save it like this. Psalm 110. I'm very sure we are going to have mighty encounters tonight. I'm very sure. It's going to be mighty. Psalm 110. It has pleased the Lord that we will not remain as we have been. The Lord does not want to leave us like that. He said he will come, he will rebuild the broken walls of Zion. He will rebuild the broken walls of Zion. Psalm 110. From verse 1 to 3. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning, the tithing the Lord is bringing to us is captioned by thy right hand. At thy right hand. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Sit thou at my right hand. This is a picture of the Father speaking to the Son. See thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And the Son, Jesus, is not only our Savior, but he also functioned in the office of a foreigner. He was a Savior and a foreigner, meaning that he salvaged us from sin and from every type of corruption. Then he became our foreigner in that we are to walk in his stead, in his path. The path he walked, he said that we may walk even as he walked in 1 John 2. Just as the Father said to Jesus, the Father is resonating the same utterance to us. Sit down at my right hand. Sit thou at my right hand. The Lord is calling us to sit. To sit at his right hand. The Lord said unto my Lord, we are joint heirs with Christ. So as the Lord said to the Christ, he is also saying to myself and to you. What is he saying? Sit down at my right hand. The right hand is beyond a physical position. The right hand is the right hand is a revelation of itself. It's a place of fellowship. It's a place of communion. The right hand is the place of authority. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Now the Lord is saying to myself and to you, sit thou at my right hand. The Lord is saying, continue in fellowship. Continue in fellowship. Continue in communion, coming into union with him. And why the Lord is saying this is because there is an adversary. There is an adversary. And because there is an adversary, the Lord is saying, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord began to speak to me that for us to have the enemy subdued under our footstool, we must be found in that location. And that location is his right hand. When we continue in fellowship with God consistently, we will find that the enemy will remain permanently at our footstool. At thy right hand. This utterance is very important. It's very important for myself and for you. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The right hand is also a place of prayer. The right hand is a place of waiting on God. Sit at my right hand. When we labor in prayers, we are resting in God. the price to pay for the adversary to be made permanently under our feet is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. If this is the only word for tonight, it should resonate in the heart. But the Lord said unto my Lord, now the Lord is saying to me, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. In verse 2. I looked at this. I began to see that indeed I have strength. Indeed you have strength. But your strength may not be resident in you now. Your strength is in a particular location. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. The authority, the rod is like a scepter. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Your strength is in Zion. It's in the place of sitting. That's where we find strength. In the place of sitting is where we find strength. If we don't sit, we will lose strength. That's why God is saying, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Said, the youth shall faint, the young men shall be weary. Say, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Say, they shall mount up with the wings as the eagles. They will run and not be weary, not be tired. They will walk, they will not fall. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary. They shall walk, they shall not faint. They shall not fall along the way. I began to look into this scripture today. I began to find that indeed I have strength, but my strength is not here. My strength is inside. If I can always be connected, that person that said he's ready for an encounter, be looking, if the person is ready indeed. I found out that indeed the strength that God has for me is in his presence, in Zion. So the man that is sitting at his right hand is the man that will have his enemies under his footstool. The scripture did not say enemy, it said enemies. There are many adversaries. Paul said, a great door of utterance is open to me, but there are many adversaries. The Lord has prepared many great things for us, but indeed there are many adversaries. That's why we are fighting the good warfare. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. Look at it. Not just the rod of strength, the rod of your strength. The rod of your strength out of Zion. So if you're looking for strength, if you're looking for might, it's in Zion. In the place of sitting. When we don't sit for a while, we begin to find that we are losing strength. Just like a vehicle is driving and driving, has driven for hours and forgotten that it needs petrol, fuel. At the point it can break down. But for it to renew, it needs to go back to a filling station and get fuel. So for you that feel you don't have spiritual strength, you have strength. But the strength for you is in Zion. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The rod of your strength out of Zion. Some translation says the Lord will extend your kingdom out of Zion for you to rule in the midst of your enemies. The Lord will extend your dominion on earth from his presence. Look at that verse 2 again. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. That's to say, the Lord will extend your dominion on earth from his presence. For us to have dominion over territories. For us to have dominions. Dominion in the spheres of life we find ourselves. We need to sit. He says, sit down at my right hand until you don't move until he has made your enemies your footstool. Your footstool. For you to sit on them. Hear me well, there is something the Lord is communicating tonight. Said at thy right hand. At thy right hand. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Meaning the Lord will extend your dominion on earth from his presence. For those that will not sit, the Lord will not send the rod of their strength out of Zion. The rod of their strength will remain in Zion. If they die and eventually make heaven, they will find that indeed that they were ordained to do much, but they could not do much because they did not sit. But for those who desire to do much, those who desire to take territories for God, he's saying, sit down at my right hand. And you stay there until I make thine enemies thy footstool. As you're staying in that position of rest in him, he said, then the Lord will now send the rod of your strength out of Zion for you to rule in the midst of your enemies. There will be a ruling, a ruling, a ruling. There are realms of dominion the Lord has prepared for us to rule over. For you to rule in the midst of your enemies. As the Lord God is saying to the Christ, he's saying likewise to us, because we are joint heirs with the Christ. We are joint heirs. He is the firstborn amongst many brethren, as the scripture says. Sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Where is your strength? You look at yourself, you ask yourself, where is my strength? If you're looking for strength, it is in Zion, where the Father dwells. And for you to take hold of the rod of your strength, you need to sit. The rod of your strength is in Zion. The rod of your strength is in Zion. One of the God's generals whom I respect so much. In fact, I call him my most loved God's general, John G. Lake. He said, He came from a family. And they were a family that were many children. Listen attentively. They were many children. His siblings, some of them were dying of different sickness, disease, different things was plaguing them. He had been asking God, why is this happening in my family? To the extent, any of his siblings that married, the same thing will continue in that their fam, in the new family. It's just a pattern in their family. It became a pattern. He joined himself with the ministry of Alexander John Dewey. From there, he got exposed to the healing ministry. He saw that indeed God can heal diseases. And this man, John Lake, desired in his heart and decided that he was going to look for God. Then it is said that it is time to sit. He made up his mind to sit. He said, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies. There can be a pattern of affliction ravaging your family that has been a pattern following the family even for many generations. John Lake said he's going to sit. One day he came to the house and the wife prepared food for him in the dining table. He looked at the food, he lost appetite. He did not eat. Hear me well. He lost appetite. What he was praying was, Lord, a baptism of fire. Baptism of fire. He did not prepare for the fast. The following day he saw there was no appetite. He said, okay, let him take a fast. 3 days gone, no food. 4 days gone, no food. 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. He said during those days, the spirit of prayer came mightily upon him. He began to pray. He said on the seventh day, he felt electricity enter him. He felt a divine electric power enter into him. That was where this man began to manifest the power of God. God used him to wrought mighty miracles in Spokane, America. He moved over to South Africa. The Lord began to tell me that look at this man's case. The exercise John Lake took can be termed as sitting. Sit at my right hand. You suspend activities. You come to his presence. And you don't give up until you see that the enemy is put under your feet. The power of God came so mighty upon this man that he was not only used to stop that satanic yoke in his bloodline, God used him to deliver nations. God used him to affect generations even after him. The power of God was so strong in him that this man sat on a particular rock. He prayed on the rock. As he left there, he said, anybody with any manner of sickness, come there. People were coming. No matter the sickness, once you touch the rock, you are healed. The man was preaching one day, and somebody from far was shouting, you are false. You are fake. You are fake. He said, only pointing at the man from far, the man fell down in the congregation. The man did not stand up for hours. When the man stood up, they asked him what happened. He said to people that when the man of God pointed at him, that something like lightning struck him, he fell down as though he were dead, as though he was dead. He fell down. And after that, the man that was an atheist that did not believe in God began to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. This same man was traveling with his horse. As he was on the journey, the leg of the horse broke. The man said, "The earnest expectation of the creation awaits the manifestation of the sons." He said, "Even the creation can be healed." Touch the leg of the horse. He said, "The leg of the horse, the bone just came back into alignment." God used that man for mighty miracles. I looked. I said, "Lord, no matter the price, I will sit. I will sit." Said the Lord, "Said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand." There are many things that are pushing us to just gallivant about and not to sit. But if only we can sit, what will happen is that your enemy will become your footstool. The Lord began to tell me that the enemy is not the problem. That myself and you are the problem. We are the problem. We are our problems. There is a dimension you will set yourself into that by default setting, the enemy comes under your footstool. If John Gillick had cried for years, that yoke, that satanic yoke would never have left his family. But he decided to sit. He sat in the place of prayer and fasting. And the one he did, he hit the target. And indeed the enemy was put under his footstool. The Lord said unto my Lord, and the Lord is saying to us today, sit thou at my right hand. The problem is not the enemy. The problem is that we have not sat. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Are you seeing verse 3? Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The days of power will come only for those that sit. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That is the day of the power of God for the man that has sat down. That has made the presence of God his abode, his dwelling place. That has made it a home. He said, "He that dwells, lives, tabernacles in the presence of the Lord, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thy people. The Lord began to tell me that the people there is a picture of destiny. The destiny you feel is tied down. That glorious destiny God has written of you, that you are not seeing the light of it. He said it will be willing to shine in the day of the power of God. I found out that we can enter that day. We can enter the Kairos of that day. We can activate the day of his power. It's not just to wait and say, "Lord, we are waiting for the day of your power." No, we can activate it. Thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. The same John G. Lake I'm talking about, at the point a plague was disturbing South Africa. This was in the 20th century. A plague was disturbing the nation of South Africa. People were dying. And they said anybody that comes in contact with anybody that has that plague is just the way Ebola was disturbing. Anybody that comes in contact with that plague will be infected. And the death is sure. There will be no cure. The same man told them to carry that virus, put it in. He was carrying all the dead people, going to bury them. He said, the virus cannot survive in his body because he carries the life of God. He put the virus in his body, it could not affect him. They took him to a lab. He told them that look at this virus here. That once it touches his body, the thing dies. They tested and the thing could not live in his body. It died. The man had activated the day of the Lord, which is the day of power, because he sat with the Lord. And the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. There are many ways for us to sit at the right hand of God. There are many ways. There are many ways. One of the renowned ways is to sit in fasting and prayer. Is to sit in fasting and prayer. Jesus said, this kind goeth out not, except by fasting and by prayer. We can sit in a place of constant meditation on God's word and on God himself. Staying by God's right hand will bring him automatically to our own right hand. Staying by God's right hand brings him to our right hand. Look at Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Zechariah 1, verse 3. Zechariah 3, rather, from verse 1. Zechariah 3, verse 1. Zechariah is the second to last book in the Old Testament, just before Malachi. He said, and he showed me Jeshua the high priest standing before the Lord, before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is this not a brand plucked out of the fire? Verse 3, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. I will clothe thee with change of raiment. I said, staying by God's right hand will bring him automatically to our own right hand. Look at the man, Joshua, the high priest. Satan stood at his right hand. Satan stood at his right hand. Why? His garment had already been stained. He had left the place of sitting with God. So probably he had mingled with some things that he may not have known that these things are wrong, or may have known. But the matter remains that his garment was stained. So because of that, he left the right hand of God, and by default setting, Satan was located at his right hand. Satan stood at the right hand of this man. And this man was not just an ordinary man, he was a high priest. Because the high priest was nowhere to be found in God's right hand, Satan had to stand at his right hand. Look at that verse 1. He said, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan had that right to stand at his right hand because the man had broken principles. He had broken divine principles. I told us the other day in Luke chapter 1 from verse 10 to 11 how that Zechariah was performing the sacrifice. As he was burning the incense, the angel of the Lord appeared and stood at the right hand of the author of incense. He stood at the right hand. Why the angel of the Lord stood at the right hand is because Zechariah was clean in the spirit. There were no spots. So the angel stood at the right hand. The Bible calls Zechariah a righteous man. Get the message very clear. The angel of the Lord stood at the right hand of Zechariah, while Joshua the high priest, Satan, stood at his right hand. When investigates concerning Zechariah, the Bible said he was a just and a righteous man, even him and his wife, Elizabeth. But for Joshua the high priest, he said his garment was filthy. So the Lord is speaking and telling us that when our garments are filthy, we begin to attract the enemy standing at our right hand. And when the enemy stands at your right hand, it's not just to stand at your right hand and to play with you. He stands there to resist. Are we following? He stands to resist. He said, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. To resist him. When we are not located at the right hand of God, we find that rather Satan will now be standing at our right hand to resist. To resist every effort we make. To resist the manifestation of divine destiny that God has given to us. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand. Sit at my right hand. The right hand is the place of right living. It's a place of righteousness. Sit at my right hand. Sit at my right hand. Those that will burn incense to God in the spirit and have the angel of the Lord appear to them at their right hand are those that are sitting at the right hand of God. And for them, Satan cannot stand at their right hand. Because they are free from his property. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. I found out that the right hand is a place of power. The right hand is a place of power. Look at Mark 14 verse 62. Mark 14 verse 62. We are going to pray this morning. We are going to pray seriously. Mark 14 62. The scripture says, and Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power. If you want to manifest power in your generation, if you want to demonstrate the power of God in your generation, before the eyes of all, it is to sit at the right hand of God. Is to sit at his right hand. That is where power is. That is where power is produced. The Bible said in Psalm 104, he said he is clothed with power and majesty. God wears power like a garment. The cloth God is putting on is power. He is clothed with power and majesty. Just like some people wear clothes, it's some may call it D&G, some may call it Calvin Klein, any name they have it. The one God puts on is called power. He is clothed with power and majesty. So, Jesus is saying here, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. For us to be able to demonstrate the power of God in this generation, we need to sit at the right hand of God. We need to sit at his right hand. The Lord is telling us to sit. Sitting is compulsory for those who will rule with the scepter of righteousness. For those who will rule with the scepter of power. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. For those who will have the enemies under their foot. He said the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. and the wicked shall be thrown in under his feet, and they shall become as the dust of the ashes. For those that will have the wicked under their feet as the dust of the ashes, they are those that will sit at the right hand of God. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord is saying the same word to us. And the word is to sit. The word is to sit. Probably we have been visiting, coming and going, but now the Lord is saying to us to sit. To make it regular. To make it permanent. Look at Acts chapter 2 verse 33. Acts chapter 2 verse 33. The scripture says in Acts 2:33, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth things which you now see and hear. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, exalted. If we will encounter exaltation from God, if we will encounter exaltation from God, the place is at the right hand of God. That is where God can exalt us. That is where God can exalt us. If we are not located at his right hand, he will always humble us. But when we dwell at his right hand, he will exalt us. He says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted. You want to be exalted? Be at the right hand of God. You want to be exalted in destiny? You want to move to the next level in destiny, in ministry, in career? The Lord is saying, be at my right hand. That is where your exaltation is. That is where your exaltation is. The right hand of God is where we ought to be. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. The scripture says in Ephesians 1:19-20. He said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Setting at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Comma. That's for King James. Look at 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. You want to see yourself far above principalities. You want to see yourself far above powers, far above might and dominion of darkness and every name that is named. You want to see yourself manifest authority and raw power. He says it is at his own right hand. He said he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's the location that is far above the oppressions of principality. That's the position that is far above the oppressions of powers, might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That is at his right hand. At his right hand. It is full of power. It is full of power. Abiding at his right hand. Sitting. Resting in it. Resting in it. At his right hand. Finally, look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 22. The scripture says, are we there? Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers be made subject to him. Angels and authority and powers be made subject to him. The right hand is a place where all things come under our subjection. The right hand is a place where all things are subject unto us. For all things to be subject to you, it is the right hand of God. It is at the right hand of God. That's the place of fellowship. That's the place of communion. Check that person by your side again and check and know if the person is having an encounter. If it's a negative encounter, you bring the person forward. Let's conduct a deliverance. Confirm if the person is having an encounter. If it's a real encounter or the encounter is. At the right hand is the place where all things are made subject to us. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers be made subject unto him. Even for Satan to be subject unto you, you must be a man that is situated at the right hand of God. At the right hand. At the right hand. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. If you don't sit at the right hand, your enemies will never be made under your foot. Until you sit at the right hand of God, that is when the enemies can be made under your footstool. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The Lord shall send forth the rod of your dominion, the rod you will use to rule the nations in the spirit. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. To rule in the midst of your enemies. Daniel was a man that sat at the right hand of God. When the law was made that no man should pray to any other God but the king, the Bible said Daniel still continued praying. He was sitting at the right hand. He was praying thrice a day, three times, facing Jerusalem. Then when the hour came, they picked him and put him in the lion's den. They never knew that this is a man that rules in the midst of his enemies. The lions began to commune with Daniel as a friend. That's a man that has the scepter of authority. A scepter of dominion. So he was ruling in the midst of his enemies. They came and found the man playing with the lion. Rise up on your feet. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand. The Lord is saying to you, probably you have been gallivanting. Probably you have been rigmaroling in darkness. Probably you have been wasting time in things that are ephemeral. Things that don't count, that have no eternal weight. Now the Lord is saying to you, sit down at my right hand, and I will make thine enemies thy footstool. That's to say, you will be matching the enemies that have been beseeching you this many years. This many years that you pray and pray, and the enemies are still there. It is because your prayers are hit and run prayers. Hit and run prayers, not consistent. What the Lord is saying to us now is that we must be consistent. Sit down at my right hand. Sit down at my right hand. You are going to open up your mouth and call upon God. Say, Lord, help me to sit. I have wandered in darkness for so long. I have wasted years. I have wasted opportunity. The scepter of strength has been given to me, but I left it in Zion. I was not visiting Zion, and my scepter was wasted. Say, Lord, grant me the ability to sit, the power to sit. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand. If you can sit at his right hand, you have no troubles. You have no cases. That is where all matter ends. Sit thou at my right hand. Say, Lord, help me to sit. Help me to sit. Help me to sit. Help me to sit. And the sitting is not anywhere but at his right hand. At the place of righteousness, the place of right living, the place of holiness. Sit at my right hand, the place of right doings. Sit thou at my right hand. That is where you ought to be. Send a cry to heaven. Say, Lord, empower me to sit. The power of God is present here tonight. The power of God is present tonight. Say, Lord, empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Empower me to sit, O God. O God, empower me to sit at your right hand. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Don't cry about the enemy for now. If you can sit, the enemy will be gone. The memory of the enemy will be forgotten. Say, Lord, empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Say, Lord, empower me to sit. Empower me to sit.
Father, empower me to sit.
Empower me to sit.
Empower me to sit.
The Father is saying to you that you have been gallivanting so much. Come and sit at my right hand. Sit at my right hand. Sit at my right hand. And I will make thine enemies thy footstool. If you love yourself, don't take this prayer for granted. If you love yourself, don't take this prayer for granted.
That I may walk in power. That I may walk in strength.
Lord,
empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Because I want to walk in dominion. I want to walk in strength. I want to walk. Oh, I want to walk in power. Empower me to sit at thy right hand. Empower me to sit. Not to be perturbed. Not to be moved by the happenings and the unfolding. But to be seated at thy right hand. To be seated in the place of prayer, in the place of the word, in the place of meditation, in the place of fellowship communion. Lord, empower me. I receive grace to be seated. I receive grace to be seated.
The power to sit. The power to sit. Go ahead, call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Don't be lazy to call upon God. Don't be lazy to call upon God. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Hold somebody, hold somebody, hold somebody. Hold one person and pray with that person. Say, oh God, empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Empower me to sit. Make sure that person is not praying more than you. Make sure the person is not praying more than you are praying. Hold one person and pray with that person. Say, God, empower me to sit. Go ahead, pray in tongues, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Labrakata, labrakata, kata. Say, Lord, give me the anointing to sit. Anointing to sit. Anointing to sit. Anointing to sit. Shalada. Shalada. Shokoparatusika paratusika. Incomprema, incomprema, daba. Manta kambele, tepento golobatuski. Make sure that person is not praying more than you. Make sure that person is not praying more than you. Call upon the Lord. Say, God, empower me to see. Empower me to see.
I receive the
Ghost empower me to sit, O Lord. Empower me to sit. Shukam Bruki Sikambre.
Lepakata
Beliki Sakumina Apata.
Lepakata
la Brata.
Heya Katokusata.
Epakatapata. Epata tuku tuku la katapa. La prata tuku 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 tuku. If you can sit, the enemy stand will be under your footstool. The anointing to be seated.
You have not started praying.
To Maluaski,
you have not started praying.
To fight from my seat.
Say, Lord, empower me with the oil to sit.
I receive the oil to sit.
Kaya twa. Lampele ketuski. Lampele ketuski. Irakwa. Irakwa. Ashekwe ketemino. Unama katemino. Angoloko petuski.
Ikatape.
Lebre keteke lebre kutuski. Ibrakamendo, mandelemendo, kombini musukande minimi na mono mosanga da beladis. Gedegelegedegelegeda. Kakutukutukurukutush. Ha, you are not even praying. You are not praying. Say, Lord, empower me to sit. Energize me to sit. Energize me to sit. Energize me to sit. You are not praying. You are not praying. Ena mana mana. Leka saka toko topeleketus. For those that cannot pray, those that cannot sit,
They will not see the enemy under their footstool. They will not see the enemies of destiny under their footstool. It is for those that can call upon God. It is for those that can cry to heaven. Ask for grace to sit. Grace to sit. Grace to sit. Get another partner. Get another partner. Stand up and get another partner. Pray for that person. Say, Lord, grant him, grant her grace to sit. If that person is not praying for you, look at the person again. Say, Lord, grace to sit. Grant unto her. Grant unto him. Grace to sit.
Grant my brother the grace to sit.
Pray for that person. Say, Lord, grant him, grant her grace to sit. To sit at your right hand. To sit at your right hand. Alade and Ayade and Ayade.
Masi bala meswana mataba daba. Shabada. The unction will see.
Now begin to pray for that person. Say, let your strength be released out of Zion. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. It is with the rod of your strength that you can rule. Say, Lord, I release his strength. I release our strength. Let strength be released.
The rod of the strength. 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 The r
Strength to stand.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Now, you are going to pray alone. You are going to move around. You are going to say, Lord, I access strength in Zion. Say, Lord, I access power. I access power. Grant me access to power. Say, Lord, grant me access to power. Grant me access. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. Move round and say, Lord, grant me access to power. Lord, grant me access to power. Grant me access to power.
God, through his servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's army global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.